Welcome back to Matson Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. As usual, great topic. But talking about all the crazy stuff they say, that's by design. They want to capture the news so the real story doesn't get out. Well, what's the real story? Real plain and simple. The Republican Party now is in complete chaos. There's two groups, the crime family followers and the Constitution followers. And that's their battle. And Fox News and Newsmax, they all know, well, divert away. Keep throwing something against the wall. Hope it sticks. Hey, it's Hunter Biden. Tomorrow it's the immigrants. The next day it's the vaccines. God knows what. But they keep distracting away from the real story. Never in our history, especially in my lifetime, have I seen a vicious attack on our very government at Capitol Hill where people were murdered because they lost the election. That's the real story. That's the real news. All this other stuff is a diversion. And when the crazier they get, the more the news seeks to listen to them. Well, what's around the corner, and thanks to you, she's going to have this handle. The Duchess of Foxconn is peeking over the fence right now. Well, let's keep her down below the fence. We don't need her because we get that goofball back in our state, and you can expect our DNR to be in shambles. It already is. It's starting to rebuild. Our education system in shambles. It's already building back. But if she gets in, and she's going to add to the, it's a lot more than a billion. I did some research this weekend. What Foxconn cost us that the taxpayers is eating up is well over a billion. In fact, it could be closer to $2 billion with the way this article was written and all the implications that we had to prepare to welcome in this foreign government instead of our own state people. That's hideous. That's insanity. But they want to divert from that. No, we got to keep saying, hey, talk about the real thing. Talk about the real thing. How many Republicans are for the Constitution? How many are for the crime family? Thanks, and have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. You know, and you, again, as always, hit the nail on the head. You know, the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Foxconn, is doubling down on Foxconn. You know, she was the main cheerleader for Walker, dancing with the pom-poms on the sideline. But if you take a look at this thing, you know what debt that Mount Pleasant and Racine went into? They can't even service that debt on their own. It's $1 billion. But not only that, they turned over a prime piece of land, sort of midway between Milwaukee and Chicago, between two great airports, O'Hare and Mitchell Field, right near Lake Michigan for transportation, great labor pool, the whole bit. And these characters are now just sitting on it. It's like a gift. It's like a Christmas gift. And you're right, it is more than $1 billion. Now, let me tell you something. If they're going to have a hard time hitting the debt service, how about playing off the principal? You think that Mount Pleasant and Racine has the money to pay off the principal on their property tax base? Are you kidding me? And then the provision is the state taxpayers will do it. Well, guess who that is? We're the ones who are paying Gableman. We're the ones who are paying Gableman, paid extra for some Medicaid because he turned down $1 billion in federal money, which is also our taxes, and $1 billion in train money. And that's a lot of money out of state taxes. That's a lot of money out of state taxes. And Lady Foxconn, if she gets in there, the Duchess of Foxconn, you're right. The DNR, the DNR is going to go down the tubes, and education, the University of Wisconsin is going to go down the tubes. What are we doing? What are we doing? We cannot vote for the Duchess of Foxconn, period. End of story. Rebecca Clayfish. Thanks a lot, Bill. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. As always, thanks for taking my call. Great show today. I love it when Bill calls. He brings up good topics every day. One of the problems we do have is, I don't know how strong a Republican base is, but if you get to central Wisconsin, none of this stuff plays. It's all about guns and things like that. It's just been amazing. They don't seem to, meaning the Republicans or independents that live up there, it just doesn't seem to register. I don't know if it's all a right-wing talk radio or what the deal is up there, but they pretty much stay with their issues, and then you mix a little race in. But you know what? The whole problem, as I see it, is the gerrymandering of the districts. These guys suffer no ramifications for what they say and do. And it can easily be fixed by two people. And you know who they are. They're in the United States Senate. And instead, they sit on their hands. And this, if this keeps going in this direction, where all these other issues don't seem to matter, it's we're teetering on the brink, is what I'm trying to say. And it's just, I've never seen anything in my lifetime like this, is where people can't work together. And it's not the Democratic Party. For the most part, it's the Republican Party. So if they don't fix gerrymandering, Matt, I don't know. And I wish Manchin and Sinema would realize that. And the other thing is the Supreme Court. You know, I read articles this weekend on that. They lied to Congress when they were being before they got in. They did. It's just, you know, the Republican Party used to always say this. We don't want to be doing things through the courts. It needs to be done politically. And they always blame the Democrats for that, and now they're doing the same thing. But anyway, I'm gonna Sinema and Manchin, and I don't know. I don't think you're going to be able to change their mind. And if you don't do that, right, then we're going to sit here in the state of Wisconsin again with Voss running the show, and hopefully enough people and Dane and the counties down here south. And
yeah, no, you're making good points. Let me just say a couple of things. One is, on the redistricting, Brian Hagedorn threw us a lifeline when he said that he would try to keep communities of interest together, because that will stop cracking and packing, and that is going to be a lot fairer. But the second thing is, no, you're absolutely right about all this. And the contrast that I draw, Paul, a great American died yesterday, Bob Dole. I always admired the hell out of him. He was in the Army. He's 20 years old. He's in the 10th Mountain Division, which is risky as heck. And he's over in Italy, and there's an explosion. The guy's in the hospital for 39 weeks. He basically can't use his arm and his hand. And the guy, he was a gentleman. And when he lost to Clinton in 1996, he ran for president and he lost. He didn't go, oh, it was crooked, or, you know, I got shafted or whatever. He goes, well, that happens. And we all go on, and you know, he was a gentleman. And this is the kind of guy that exemplified the Republican Party up until Newt Gingrich came in, frankly, and up until George W. Bush started to chip away at it, although he is not as bad. And then, of course, it ends up with Trump. And then, you know, you talk about guns. I mean, gun ownership means responsibility. There are more guns in union halls than there are in hedge fund conference rooms. The Democratic base has more guns than anybody else, but we believe in responsibility. We believe in gun safety. We believe in not pointing a weapon at anybody unless you intend to pull the trigger. You know, this kid in Oxford who killed four of his classmates is a sicko. And the Republican Congressman Tom Massie down in Kentucky, who exulted over it, is a sicko. So, the point of the matter is that I think things are changing, but the word has got to get out around Wisconsin that we are the responsible gun party. In other words, yeah, you have a gun, take some, you have a child, give them a training session, teach them safety, teach them the basics, not try to run around like Rambo, and you just can't have that. Anyway, thanks a lot for calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, a lot of great call-ins. Stand by for some great, great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian, and then Earl Ingram. Great evening, great weekend programming. Pizza Box Mike, Matt Flynn Direct, back the same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.